You are listening to Your World Today. Now, let us continue with our segment with regards to productivity and how to utilize your time in a more constructive manner. The fact of the matter is that, there are certain things that we can do that will result in us being more productive and using our time in a better possible manner. And what are some of the things that you can think of as to how that can make you more productive? Now, there's an article on entrepreneur.com which speaks about productivity, and I'd like to share with you from that particular article 3 simple but proven ways to become more productive. To become truly more productive individually, as an individual, or to accomplish more of what matters to you, you must minimize distractions, instill new habits, and have a great deal of self-discipline. That is what is required. There is absolutely no shortage of time management practices and experts out there promising to increase your productivity levels, and certainly we all aspire to be more productive, feel more accomplished, and ultimately achieve a greater success than ever before. Unfortunately, though, simply wanting these things or reading a time management book by a favorite author is a small part of the equation. In order to truly become a more productive individual and accomplish more of what matters most, you must minimize distractions, instill new habits, and have a great deal of self-discipline. And what are some of the things that you need to do? There are 3 things that I'd like to focus on today, and that is, number 1, cut out phone and emails first thing in the morning. At first, this daily practice, which has since blessed, many people's lives, it's difficult for people. You tend to think that to respond to people is the most important thing. But when you pick up your phone first thing in the morning, however, and dive deep into your inbox and check your social media, you end up neglecting the most important thing, and that is yourself. For the first 2 hours of each day, make it a priority to leave your phone separate in a separate room. Go to work while focusing that I need to get things done in this first period of my day. So if you want to really be focused, you need to take your phone out and put it separately. Then another thing is work in time blocks. This may seem extraordinary simple, but there's a profound difference that it will make. We live in a world that is full of constant distractions, and each and every one of us is getting pulled into a million different directions, all vying for our energy, our attention. When you work in time blocks, though, you are focusing yourself for 20, 30, or 50 minutes on whatever project or task. So you think that I'm sitting now 20 minutes for this year, undistracted, no Facebook, no phone, no checking emails, no chatting to anyone, no making a joke with my friends or colleagues or anyone. I'm just going to focus on this for a period of time, and you'll find that you'll be able to complete. You know, sometimes I've got to prepare some document or send questions to the guest sometimes, and I usually set for myself a target that if I don't set a target, I'll just continue and it will take an hour, 2 hours. But you set a target that 30 minutes, I'm just going to focus on this and do nothing else. And then you get your work done. Another thing is that utilize the power of breaks throughout your day. That after you've completed that focus of 90 minutes or 30 minutes, then after that you could perhaps have a tea break or just sit back and have an apple, have some sort of a snack, or then you can have a chat with someone around or follow up on that phone call that you needed to make. In this way, you'll find yourself more productive throughout the day, and this will be a means of you achieving more. We're all complaining about not having enough time to do all that we need to do. It's not about not having time, it's about utilizing your time efficiently.